Adama, mas o Nachman que faz.
It's coming in with Hashem for Purim, Luschus Purim. It says, U'mishloach manos ish l'reyeu. And on Purim, you have to send your friend food. So why are you sending, how much do you have to send him? And Chazal say, 2 manos for 1 person. You have to send 2 gifts a person. So why 2? Send him 1. Send him 4. Send him 12. Why 2? So Rabbi Shabbos, I saw a beautiful Maimar Hafleva fella, and I decided that it would be very, very selfish if I kept it to myself. There's a concept in Judaism called Yedidus. Yedidus is friendship. So what is the connection between friendship and Purim? We know that the protagonists in the story, the heroes, were Mordechai and Esther. What shevet did Mordechai and Esther come from? Binyamin. Very good. Ish Yemini. So they were from Shevet Binyamin. Now Shevet Binyamin is, interestingly enough, called Yedid Hashem. We talk about being a friend of Hashem at Shevet Binyamin. As it says in the Pasuk, Yedid Hashem Yishkon Alav, Yishkon Levetach Alav. It's a song, so people know it. Yedid Binyamin, right? So he's the Yedid Hashem. So what does it mean, Yedid Hashem? It means that God loves him. So that's what the Maharal says in his Chiddush HaGadol. That Yedidus is love, friendship. So when you're Yedid Hashem, that means God has a special love for you. Now it's interesting that if you take the word Yedid, I explain this differently in a different shir, but now we'll explain it a different way. Yedid is Yad Yad. Yedid, friend, is Yad Yad. What's the idea behind Yad Yad? So it says in the Gemara and Sota that when you educate somebody, you should have a relationship of small dochev, yamin mekarevis. Which means you push away with the weaker hand, and you bring close with the stronger hand. That is, whenever you're being makar, whenever you're trying to educate somebody, the kiruv, the closeness, has to be the stronger hand. There always has to be more kiruv, more ava. And then the pushing away, the putting the student in his place, that always has to be with the weaker hand. That's what it means, small dochev, yamin mekarevis. But let's say you have a very, very strong love. You have a very strong love. There's nothing you can do. I mean, if it's the right thing, obviously you do it. If it's not the right thing, you don't do it. But if you can, and you have such a strong love, then you have small mekareves, v'yamin mekareves. In other words, you take both hands and you bring the person close. A lot of times you have to push away with one and bring close with the other. But if you really, really love the person, you use both your hands and you bring the person close. That's the idea of yedid. Yedid is yad yad. You take your left hand, you bring him close. You take your right hand, you bring him close. What do we call that in modern English? A hug. Excellent. A hug. A hug. I once heard from Shlomo Kalbach, he said that a hug is that you're completely embracing the person, even though you can't see him. Now when you're hugging, you can't even see the person. You're looking behind the person. But even without seeing you, even without seeing, you know, your faults and what you're about, I completely embrace you. So that's the small yaminto, is yamin mekarevis, and the small mekarevis. So Rashi says in Chumash, yamincha Hashem nederiba koach, yamincha Hashem teratzo yev. With your right hand, God, you're very strong, and with your right hand, you knock off the enemy. So it's why you, 2 yaminchas? How do you have 2 right hands? You only have 1 right hand. How do you have 2 right hands? So Rashi says that if you're oseh ritzono shel makom, if you do what God wants, he'll use both of his right hand, his left hand will turn into a right hand. So here, when we were Oseh Ritzono Shel Makom, we left Egypt, we were Zochet to jump in, and to have Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took 1 yad, he took the other yad, he made them both into yamins, he made them both into makarevs, and he was makarev us with both hands. So that's yad yad. So that's the yadid. That your small becomes a yamin. That's really the goal, ultimately, that we want. Sometimes at first, you have to have small doche. You can't just, you know, a person has a student. I've never had any students, but I know teachers who have students, so you have to be on a level to have a student. I'm not madriga yet, but it's a shame one day. In any event, so you have to push away a little bit. You have to show, you have to be strict sometimes. You have to put the student in his place. But then the student comes to a point where he reaches a certain madriga that you can just be yamin makarev and small makarev. With both your makarev and your small, turns into a yamin. Now there's a gemara in, so now we understand the yadid, the yad yad. There's a gemara menachos, this gemara, we had a shir on Wednesday, and we quoted this Gemara. It's right now, where I'm holding right now in my life, it's my favorite Gemara in Shas. So don't run around saying that Rav Herman knows Shas. Run around saying that Rav Herman's learned very little of Shas, so the two or three Gemaras that he's learned, so this is the one he chose as his favorite. That you can say, that I give you permission. So it says there that Yavo Yedid, how does it go? Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, Li Yedid. It talks about all these Yedids. And the Gemara goes through each Yedid. And it says one Yedid is Hashem, and one Yedid is Avram Avinu, and one Yedid is Klal Yisrael, and one Yedid is Binyamin. So there we spoke about how Rav Volba says that all of the Torah is trying to get us to a place of Yedidus, that there's love. There's love in between people, and there's love in between us and Hashem. And that's why everybody is called Yedid, and that's a Shwaki song. That's why I assume guys know it by heart. Yavo Yedid, Yedid ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, Li Yedid. What's all these Yedids? And the Gemara explains each one. It brings a pasuk. Now, it says one of the Yedids, Yedidim, is Yisrael. How do you see Yedidim is Yisrael? The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Nasati is Yedidus nafshi b'kafoy veha. I gave the beloved of my soul into the hands of its enemies. And Rashi also says in Yirmiyah, as Yedidus Nafshi Amzgulasi. What is Yedidus Nafshi? My special nation. It's Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zion. And Targum Yonason says, Yas Ama Dehav Chaviv Kadamai. So these Yedidim, the Jewish people are God's beloved nation. So what's Mafil? What's a shaker? The shaker is that the Pasuk says, Nasati Yas Yedidus Nafshi. So I love you guys. How does the pasuk end? Who remembers? I quoted it 1 minute ago. Nasati yisididus nafshi bekaf oyveha, in the hands of your enemies. So it's like, I loved you, so I smacked you in the face. Yes, nasati yididus nafshi, I gave the beloved of my soul bekaf oyveha, into the hands of its enemies. So what was the time that we were mamish most given into the hands of our enemies? Haman. Comes along Haman, and Haman was, we were sold. Hinem karnu aniva amcha, hashmi laogul abed, we're finished. So that's a time when it was mamish, nasati yisididus nafshi b'kafoy veha. So what happened? So here, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were b'kafoy veha, we were in the hands of our enemies. So comes the Yedid. God is also called the Yedid, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Ashir and Ali Yedidi, pasuk in Yeshayahu. Comes the Yedid, and then he sends his Yedidim. Who are his Yedidim? Mordechai and Esther. What does it say about Mordechai and Esther? What's the Yedid pasuk about Mordechai and Esther? Yedid Hashem, Yishgal Mevetech Halav, that's Shevet Binyamin. Now, here you have the Jewish people. They're in the hands of their enemies. They're lost. They're finished. Kabbalah Baruch Hu says, this is the time that I have to show you my Yedidus. I mean, I have to show you my small, my left, my din, my judgment is going to turn into love, is going to turn into yamin. And I'm going to do that now with both hands. With both hands, I'm going to bring you close. So who am I going to send to save you? Obviously, my beloved, Binyamin. And that's Mordechai and Esther. And they're the sons of Yedid. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, talking about Avram Avinu. Maili Yedidi Bevesi. Now, we said that the love of a Yedid is a double love. It's ritzui of yamin and small. Now, do you love with the right hand and you love with the left hand? Both of them bring close. So if the whole sod, the whole secret of Purim is double, so therefore Purim is also going to be a double salvation. It's a double milchama. When did we fight the war? What did it say in the Megillah? On which days? On the 13th, we fought the war. We won, and then they rested on the 14th. And then they were asked another day, they asked for another day in Shushan. And in Shushan they fought the war on the 14th. So what do you have? You have 2 days, it's kafel, of fighting the war, because the sod of Purim is kfelus. So you have the Yedid, the Yad Yad, the Yamin and the Yamin. And then you have the 2 days of the war. And we also have 2 days of resting. Outside of the walled cities, they rest on the 14th. That's the day of Purim. And then inside of Shushan, they rest on the 15th. So since we're Yedidim, what do we get? We get a manik fula. We get a double portion. The double portion is, we get both the 14th and the 15th. So that's the yad yad. So that's the yamincha yamincha. So this Yom Tov, this is, by the way, a sefer called Zev Yitrov, which is just about the greatest sefer ever written on Purim, that I've ever read. And on this Yom Tov, so he says like this, how he concludes, Ubi Yom Tov Zeh shel Yedidus ve'ava kfula, on this Yom Tov, a friendship of Yedidus and a dual love, Pshita Vein Tzorech Lomar, the Yedide Hashem, Hachinami Yedidim Hem Echad Lachavero. So this is a day that the Yedidei Hashem are also Yedidim to each other. V'smala Nasis Yamin V'avas Pishnayim Ish L'Re'eyu. And now our left hand, which is normally the hand that pushes away, is now going to be the hand that brings close. Because it has to be double. So in Purim, what are we doing? We're doubling up. Both hands become the right hand. We bring close with both hands. V'avas Pishnayim Ish L'Re'eyu. And now we understand. What's the din? How many do you have to give?
Two.
What's the two? The two is the double love. The two is the yad makarif. The small is makarif. You're makarif with both. That's the special yedidus of Purim. And that's why we have. Because Baruch Hu showed us his yedidus on this day. And we're supposed to show our yedidus to other people. That's yemincha, yemincha. It says twice yemincha. That the small, when we're zochel, lasis, the son of shalmakom, when we do the will of God, so even the left turns into the right. So,
Is that based on the idea of like Haman and Mordechai merging into the same idea that we need Haman to bring out Mordechai, that we need the Ra to bring out the Tov?
That the Ra brings out the Tov, that the Din brought out the Chesed. All the Din of Haman, all the bad stuff of Haman, ended up bringing about the Chesed. So what was working in our favor worked in our favor, and what was working against us also worked in our favor. Okay. Beautiful. Like the Maharal says, what's v'nafachu? Take a wall, you take a ball, you throw the wall against the ball. No, you take the ball. It's nafachu mamish. You throw the wall against the ball. You throw the ball against the wall. The harder you throw the ball, the harder it comes back. And that was the same that happened on Purim. The more they did, the more they got it back. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. But here it wasn't just that they fell; but they mamish, they got it back. Whatever they did, it was really everything was all part of the Yeshua, right? I always quote the Svasemis of this farm. Eis tzara liYaakov. It's a time of tzara, of anguish for Yaakov, for the Jewish people. And from it he will be saved. In other words, we're not saved despite the tzara. We're saved because of the tzara. So what is umimena? If you scramble the letters, what do you get? Umehaman. So, and there's a time of distress for the Jewish people. Mehaman Yivashaya. Haman was the salvation. Haman built the tree. Haman set up Esther. Haman came to the party. Haman got Mordechai on the horse. Haman did everything to allow for our ultimate victory. So if you look in the Rashi's in Ezra, it explains there that Haman was writing letters. Haman was trying to prevent this building of the second base on Mikdash, and that's what Mordechai originally lived in Eretz Yisrael. Mordechai was down in Chutz Laaretz to help hasten to restart the building, which was stopped. And it turns out that the child of the union of Esther and Achashverosh ended up building the second Beis HaMikdash. So ultimately everything was brought back to the Beis HaMikdash, is what the Jews wanted, when in fact Haman was trying to stop the whole thing. So anyway, that's the Yesod of Purim. So the Yesod of Purim is this double love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for us. And really the love, that's, you know, I some people say, no, don't drink on Purim. The emphasis is that a lot of times it gets out of hand. But if you go to good places, I'm not saying you should drink, because the person drinks, it's Pshita Vein Sarach Lomar, that he has to do with L'Shem Shemayim. That's why it says in the Gemara that if you fast on, if you eat on the 9th, it's like fasting on the 9th and the 10th. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim asks, what do you mean if you eat on the 9th, it's like fasting on the 9th and the 10th? Say if you eat on the 9th of Tishrei, it's like you fasted on the 10th of Tishrei. He says, no. He says, if you eat on the 9th of Tishrei, and Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you fasted both the 9th and the 10th. It's even better than Yom Kippur. What's the idea? The idea is it's easy to fast L'Shem Shemayim. Why else would you fast? You fast because it feels good? Oh, I love being hungry. Oh, I love getting dizzy and not being able to have a cup of water. Oh, that's so much fun. But when you eat, if you eat L'Shem Shemayim, that's a much better, that's a much greater madrega than fasting L'Shem Shemayim, because it's easy to fast L'Shem Shemayim. So, vada, person on Purim, and it says in the Kuzari, the madregas, you can reach the highest madregas mitel simcha. But in order to do that, a person has to be a ba madrega. You got to be a person who's really, as a sheaf of Sparach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person misuses it and he makes it for himself, and it turns into a Suda Bachashverish, not a Suda of Haman. So it doesn't really matter what I'm going to say. Every year I always get up in yeshiva and I say, you're now at a Makta Ravim. It's an Isha Doraisa, it's Bush of Rabbin, it's Lashon Hara, it's Bizayon, it's Bizayon HaTorah, it's Bizayon Chachamim. And every year they make fun of the rabbis. So, but I do it every year anyway, just because I feel like I have to make a machah, because it's against halacha. In any event, not that I'm ever one of the rabbis. There was one boy many years ago, now he's a rabbi in England, Rabbi Lehrer. Rabbi Lehrer was the one and only guy who ever did a good Ali Erman impression. So I don't even think he did it in a Purim spiel. but he was walking around, he was imitating me, he was very good. It was very, very good. And since then, I've been looking for a boy who can do a good me, and I haven't found. Although I did find a guy in England who pretended to be me and sent an email and tried to get 3,000 out of people. But he did, it was the worst possible imitation ever. I keep getting emails and telephone calls like, we knew it wasn't you. It just, he didn't say one thing about God. He didn't say one pasuk from Chumash. He didn't say one Maimer Chazal. How is that possible? So he did a very, very poor impression of me. So I'm still looking for somebody who does a good me. But if you do it in a bizayim tick away, I remember one year like somebody was making fun of Rav Nemitzel. And I just, I know it was the last one I ever went to because I'm still shaking, but I probably walked out in the middle. But to make fun of Rav Nemitzel, what mitzvah is there making fun of Rav Nemitzel? So we believe you can be funny, you can have humor without making fun of people. So especially Chachamim, especially Rabbanim. So I know a lot of not good stories on Purim of what people did that they paid for it for many years to come. So, but anyway, people, you know, they want to have a good time. And it's accepted, so they do it. But I'm going to make a macha again that it's against Kavanah Torah. In any event, back to our inyan of the Simchat Purim. So if you can have Simchat Purim and you can do it L'Shem Shemayim, that you're really doing because you want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you want to see Hashem through all the darkness, that's the idea. That's the idea of drinking. So it says Gedola Legima Shemekarevis Halavavus. Because I'll say you take this legima. What's legima? Legima is a drink. When you take a legima, it's makar of the leif. Two people, they sit and they drink together. All the walls fall down. I always was amazed, like on Purim. On Purim, you see people all year long. You know, guys, they shake hands. You know, good Shabbos. Maybe they pat each other on the back. But pitom on Purim, everybody's hugging. Everybody's falling all over each other. I love you. So at a certain point in my life, I just decided that it's so silly. If that's the way we feel, and we're just inhibited, why be inhibited? So now I do it all year round. So I'm Purim. I don't know what's left for me. But the rest of the Olam, you know, most people who still have their inhibitions, so they're all year long, they don't want to show it. You know, what are people going to say about me? They're going to make fun of me. They're going to say this and say that. They're going to think I'm weird. So say this, it comes Purim time. You're not worried about that anymore. You put a couple of shots of whiskey in, or wine, or whatever it is. And I remember my Rebbe one year, that was the one year I got drunk. It's a memory that has to go down in history for posterity's sake. They told me before Purim, I was 18 years old. It was my third Purim in Israel, but the first two I hadn't drunk yet. So I was 18 years old, or anything serious. And I never drank in my life, I mean anything serious. And they told me before Purim, don't mix drinks. That's the only thing you shouldn't do. So I said, aha, now I know the secret. So on Purim, I just went mixing drinks. I drank this and I drank that. And I went to my Rebbe's house, and he had this homemade wine, delicious wine, delicious. I still taste it almost. And he gave me a full cup, downed it, another one. Anyway, I ended up at somebody's house, and I vomited. And they moved me, because where I was, it was vomit. And I vomited again. And they moved me again. I don't remember clearly, but I was told afterwards I vomited 8 times. Because that's Me'ala Teva. I knew that on Purim, you have to go Me'ala Teva. So I'm still in touch a little bit with the guy who took me home, who cleaned up after me and took me home. His name is Kalev Stein. So my friend Kalev took me home, and that was the first and possibly the last time I drink a little bit on Purim, but not to that extent. Also, I like to be in control of what happens in my house. So in order to do that, I can't drink too much. But Lamaisa, even me, who's not a Baruch Hashem, not an inhibited person, I'm very open with my feelings, but even on Purim, even some of my walls break down a little bit, and I become a little bit more loving. So that's the Gedola L'Gimash in the Karevis HaLavavas. You see that? You go to a Yankee game. You go to a Yankee game, you have two guys who are drinking beer, and they start punching each other in the face. That's what happens. They always have these fights breaking out in bars. Some of these fights with true Yidden, with B'nai Torah, no fights break out in Purim. Those people, they're just dancing with each other, just hugging each other. And that's really the Yisod of Purim is Gedol L'Gimash and Mekarev Salvo. L'Gimash is Eosel's Megillah. Megillah is Megalah. Megillah is Esther. You're Megalah the Hester. And that's the secret. The Futner said, what's the secret? It says, Nichnas Yayin Yatzah Sod. When the wine comes in, the secret goes out. She says, what taka is the Sod? What's the secret? What's the secret that comes out on Purim? She says, the secret is V'Amech Kulam Tzadikim. That's what you see. You see people, you know, they're crying. They want to be close to Hashem. They're hugging each other. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's That's the way the Jewish people are supposed to be. And the Maisa was supposed to be that way all year round. I'm not saying we're supposed to drink all year round, but this Yisod of Avis Yisrael of really, really, really loving somebody and showing somebody you love them, not just enough. It always annoys me when people die. So it annoys me when people die. Mommy?
Yes.
Can you please close the door? I think there's an airplane in the bathroom. Thank you. I'm ready for takeoff. Oh, what did I say before, ready for takeoff?
Why people die?
Why people die. So first of all, I don't like when people die, because it's not geschmack when somebody dies. You know what I mean? You see him, he's around, and then like they're putting him in the ground. I hate that. But besides that, after the person dies, everybody gets up and says, what a great guy he was. And everybody's just gathering together, and they all sit in the house, and everyone's all somber. Everyone's talking about his mice and tovim. Everyone's saying how special he was, and how much he meant to them. And I'm always like, why are you Johnny come lately? Where were you when he was alive? He doesn't need this now. Now he's doing fine. But when he was alive, how come nobody treated him with such respect? How come nobody showed him how special he was? When you walk down the street, nobody, who do they give cover to? You know, maybe Rav Adis, goes to the Kotel, they all surround him. You know, you got to be somebody, either a parish, you got to know, you call a Torah Kula, you got to be somebody. What about the average guy who dies? He's a great guy, he does, great chesed, he's Moser Nefesh for Torah. Whatever it is, everybody has their mitzvah. How come nobody treats him with special respect when he's alive? How come people aren't talking about him? Who's everybody talking about? Perverts, the thieves, the killers, the evil people. They're in the newspapers. These guys don't get in the newspapers unless it's their obituary. Only in the obituary you'll have a nice article. But that doesn't sell papers. Sipur Yisadikim don't sell. Yes, not in the secular world. So they don't want to have. They want to have people like dirt. People like dirt. You know, people are calling me up now. Get emails. So, what do you think about Rav? His last name sounds very much like my given first name. Yes? So, if you know what it is. But you probably don't know what it is because I don't go by it anymore. But I used to have a name that I was given. That sounds like Ali. Why don't you ask me, what Maisa Chesed did you see in the last week that blew you away? And I'll say, you know what, I know a Yid, one Yid in the world, one Yid. Whenever he hears that it's somebody's birthday, his first reaction is, I have to buy you a present. Doesn't matter who you are. Oh, it's your birthday? I don't know if he does with adults. I've seen it with kids many times. He probably does with adults too. It's your birthday, I have to buy you a present. Oh, wow, let's talk about that. Can you tell me more? If he has that midah, can you tell me more? Yeah, well, if you want to know, I could tell you a few other things. Why? You know anybody like that? No, people want to know the dirt. They want to know the filth. They want, oh, he's doing what? They get all the details, and the police are investigating. How come the police don't investigate the tzaddikim? You know, the big story broke out. You know, Mr. Sheinfeld from down the block, from Church Avenue? You know, Mr. Sheinfeld seems like a very pushy bottle of bus. You should know that Mr. Sheinfeld is up at 3 o'clock every morning. He gets up, he goes to mikvah. He says, tikkun chatzos. He doesn't do it at chatzos because he has to sleep a few hours before. But you're still allowed to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes? Then he learns Zohar for an hour. And then he learns until davening. He learns Gemara, Bi'iyun. He goes to davening. And then like everybody else, he puts on his baseball cap. You know, in the city, a lot of people wear baseball caps. Yeah, he puts on his baseball cap and he goes into his car and he drives off to work. And then he's off and he sits in his, he's an accountant all day. Right? Really? Mr. Sheinfeld does. He sits, he cries about the Chorb Beis HaMikdash. He learns Zohar. He learns Gemara. Yeah. And you know Mr. Weinstein over there? I say, what about Mr. Weinstein? Mr. Weinstein never has any money left at the end of the month. Because he was a mekabel upon himself 2 years ago that every single month he's going to make sure that every last penny of his goes to tzedakah after he takes care of his family's expenses. And he's such a baal bitachon, he's not worried about the next month. What? They have to have a police investigation about that story. They have to find out more about Mr. Weinstein. Because if he does that, he must have some other special midas. That's not interesting. You know what's interesting? When Mr. Weinstein is sleeping with Mrs. Sheinfeld, Mr. Sheinfeld's wife. That is interesting. Yes, that's what they're going to have a story about. They're not... Was the first guy Sheinfeld? Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, though, because Mrs. Sheinfeld, she's married to such a tzaddik, obviously she's going to be a tzaddikus. But that's what people are interested in. And that's the world we live in. That's the world. People want the dirt. The dirt. And on Purim, that's the soul that's supposed to come out on Purim. The soul that's supposed to come out on Purim is you drinking, and the Va'amech Kulam Tzaddikim is supposed to come out. And it has to come out of yourself, you have to bring it out of other people. And it really should be all year, and that's what I was saying before. When people die, that's when the Va'amech Kulam Tzaddikim comes out. People are shaking their head. Wow. Just yesterday I found out about a couple in the Rova. You know what this guy does? Every single day, listen to this, he goes to the supermarket, which is not easy to travel now to get in and out of the rover. It's mamish, it's a complete, it's an operation to get in, to get out, the traffic, and you're slow, it's so slow, and there's only one lane, and there's little trucks, and they're dark men smoking cigarettes, always getting in the way because they're drilling somewhere here, somewhere there. How do they always know where to drill? In any event, they must have like Arab drilling school. They tell them where to drill, and then they go into Jerusalem streets and they drill. So the guy goes every day, he fills up his truck with fruits, vegetables, food. He's constantly getting more and more things. He brings it to his house, and every night he sells at zero profit to the residents of the Rova. He sells them, he has his own supermarket at zero profit, just so that they don't have to schlep there, and so they get good prices, because the prices in the Rova sometimes are a little bit, they want us to feel that it's a schus to live in the Rova, so we have to pay a little bit more in the makolas. But he mamish is moser nefesh every single day. I heard his house is like the longest lines. It's popping. It's mamish popping. I know it's a tzedekus in the Rova who doesn't go. Because she said, like, why should he have to do all that schlepping for me? So either she buys in the Rova or she goes to the supermarkets. So that's another tzedekus who doesn't want to trouble, doesn't want to take a chesed. It says in the Gemara, you want to be nana from other people. You can be nana like Elisha. You don't want to be nana like Shmuel. Don't be nana from other people. Whatever your approach is in life. But you see, mamish, it's sad. I wouldn't even want to do this once. First of all, I wouldn't want to do it, because if I get in my truck, the odds of me having an accident are very great. I don't have a driver's license. But even after I don't have a thing, it means like spending 3 hours a day buying, and I'm sure people even complain. Oh, how come you don't have this? Right? He doesn't take a profit. Maybe for gas. Maybe. But he just does that every single day as a chesed for the people in the Rova. So why don't you talk about him? Why don't you see that v'amei kulam tzedek? But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. People don't walk around. I haven't even heard of him until yesterday. Somebody told me, why don't you go there? But now I have to think of this tzedekus. Is it good for me to go and be nana from this person and make him do chasadim for me? Maybe I should do it myself. That's a discussion, a clear. But Rav Usher Weiss said a very interesting vort that it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We learned Sanhedrin Yeshiva last year. We have some Shana Bet guys. Right? It says, V'haf l'recha kamocha bro lo misa yafa. Right, the Gemara is trying to determine exactly like what Sreifa is. So if I remember the Gemara correctly, the Gemara says Sreifa can't be that you take wood and you put it on top of him, because that wouldn't be a Misa Yafa. That wouldn't be a nice way of dying. So we know that Sreifa is you take hot lead and you pour it down his throat. That's burning. But Rav Usher Weiss is bucking Shas. So he says that it says V'haf l'recha mochan Shas, I think 10 times. 7 out of 10 it says choose a nice death for him. Bro lo Misa Yafa. So in the context, it means like make him die in a nicer way. But he says that we do that with people. The v'ahavt l'recha kamocha only begins after the guy dies. We give him a misa yafa. After the guy dies, everybody gets up and says all these nice things about him. But when he's alive, nobody pays any attention to him. And that's the tragedy of the world. And if people would know, if people would be told how special they are, and how much we look up to them, and how much we admire them, we make them better people. The Rebbe Shluta said over Hanukkah, said an amazing word. It says, kina so from tabra chachma. And when you're jealous of people, that's what increases wisdom. So what's Pashup Shat? Pashup Shat is when people see Mr. Dwork, when people see Pinchas finishing Baba Kama, it makes them want to finish Baba Kama. Kineso from Tav Chachma. You see Manu staggering to the late hours of the night. You see Baruch sitting with his brilliant head, pounding. So it makes you also want to do it. You see Yairenu Shana Gimel. Oh, that's Marv Chachma. You say, oh, if your ear can come all the way from Detroit, the Michigan place, Detroit, Michigan. Michigana, Danny! Michigana! Michigan. Yes? So you see, he can do Shana Gimel. He can let the Hashbos of Kedusha come through his beard. I can do it too. That's Magra Chachma. That increases wisdom. That's true. It's going to make me want to be wiser because I'm going to be envious. But the Rebbe Shlita said it works the other way also. It's also Magra Chachma. It also increases wisdom in the person that you're jealous of whom you're envious. Because somebody goes up to him and says, boy, am I envious of you. I saw the way you, how many times you chazed with that Tosfos. Mamsh, until you knew it about Peh. Wow. And then you see that people are giving you accolades, people are acknowledging how special you are, then it makes you want to do it more. That's what we call reinforcement in Hebrew. Encouragement is called idud. So I once heard there's a posek in Eretz Yisrael named Feinhandler. He wrote a sefer called Avne Yoshve, Yisrael Pesach Feinhandler. So I once heard him speak. So he said that idud, encouragement, comes from the word od. Od. When you give somebody encouragement, they want to do more and more. And then you encourage them and they want to do more. So that's the yisod of idud. So when you're mekanes somebody, go up and you tell them. Don't be embarrassed. Don't say I'm a kind of you because you have such a pretty girlfriend and the girls don't even talk to me. That's not going to help either of you. But you go up to them and you say, Mamish, I'm a kind of you. You know, I see the way you daven. I see the way I was watching. I spent this Shabbos with Yitzi, Yitzchak Tzvi, Kreinberg. It's a Tzvi, so what does it matter what his last name is? Yitzchak Tzvi ben Mendeleev. So, I saw him davening. So I saw the way he davened. It was Mamish Makani. So I told him afterwards how beautifully he davened. Like, you see somebody like that, like, you tell him, and then he says, people appreciate the way I daven. So you're not even, I'm going to continue on that road. He's not doing it to impress you, but you're just showing that, oh, you're doing something special, so it's going to make him want to do more of it. All of us know that. Then we get, you know, we get, you know, a word of encouragement. Sometimes a word of encouragement, somebody gave me a good compliment. I get complimented a lot, but almost none of them affect me. Really, because I know that people are just saying it and this and that. And from time to time I get one, which I know is real, and I also know it's MS, and that's where somebody told me something about 8 years ago, that this tzaddik told me. 8 years ago, it's still moving me. It's still pushing me. It's still pushing me to this day. One sentence he told me. Another guy said something to me, maybe how many years ago was it? Also, yeah, about the same time. A guy from the yeshiva, one of the boys, he got up in this house, and he said something to me, and since then, I told him it wasn't true. But since then, I've spent my life trying to fulfill what he said. So it was just, it was a word. He said, oh, I see this midah in you. And when I heard he saw this midah in me, Imamish made me makane myself. I was envious of myself. I said, wow, is that really your, go get him. So even if I wasn't there yet, I said, if that's what he thinks you are, and that means if he thinks you are, it's because you're working towards it, and I was, so that means you have to keep going. So that's, so the kinnah works both ways, and that's the ava. You know, the ava that you show to each other on Purim, that's why I put in Shlita, he says such a beautiful thing. He says that, it says in the Gemara that they wanted to have an Isra Malacha on Purim. They wanted to make Purim Asir B'Malacha. So they said, Yom Tov. But then when the Jews were Makabal on themselves, they were Makabal the Isra Malacha. That's why on Purim we're allowed to do Malacha. So this is why. Why weren't they Makabal the Isra Malacha? He says if there'd be an Isra Malacha, then there'd be Havdalah. Because whenever you're not allowed to do Malacha, there's always Havdalah. And we don't want to make a Havdalah between Purim and the rest of the year. We want to take everything we got on Purim, and we want to take it with us. So this is sort of Avos Yisrael, of Gedol L'Gimash Kram Salavavos, the Yedidus, the Tumanos, the Amin Makariv, and the Small Makariv, the both, the Small turning into the Amin. You want to take that with you the whole year. And you take the lessons that you got from Purim, and you carry it further. So if you say to somebody, on Purim, I love you, so you can also say to them on a regular Wednesday, I love you. You know, people are so stupid. They make such crude jokes. I don't even want to say the jokes when people say something. Why do we have to lower ourselves to such a, you know, people whose minds are in the gutter, let their minds be in the gutter. Let them think whatever they want. We live in a sick world, and unfortunately people think in that way. But I think it's basic, it's natural, it's a human need, and it's also the number one overriding mitzvah of the entire Torah, is the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It doesn't say you should like your friend as you like yourself. It says you should love your friend as you love yourself. Love Kipshuta. So with all the Svarim and all the Mefarshim and everything else, love. That's it. Love Kipshuta. That's the message of Purim, and that's the Yedidus of Purim, and that's the Yedidus of Purim that we have to take with ourselves the whole year. That's what the Sfasemis says. I can't finish without quoting the Sfasemis. It says when the Jewish people had a Tzara, what was the first thing Esther told Mordechai? Leich, go and do what? Knosis kol Ayudin. We need Achdus. If we don't have Achdus, we're finished. What did Haman say? Yeshno am Echad. Mefuzer and Mefuret ben Amin, we can kill him. You know why we can kill him? Because they're Mefuzer and Mefuret. Because they don't love each other. They don't love. And I say this about Klal Yisrael. It happens to be me. There's nobody like the Jewish people. It happens to be, Rav Kook says this, that individuals, you'll have individual Goyim who are better than individual Jews. That you'll have. You'll meet a Goy who happens to be much nicer, much more honest than a Jew. I've met, unfortunately, too many. He says, as a nation, you'll never meet a nation like Klal Yisrael. There's never in history been a nation, as a nation, as a whole, like the Jewish people. And when it comes to the chesed that Jews do for each other, and you see every hospital, you see the chesedim, the satma chesedim, all that they'll do, you know, to help people, and you see the bikur cholim that we have, and the achmasas kala, and the amount of tztaka, and it's just so funny, in Eretz Yisrael, when people need tztaka, even non-religious people, you know where they go? They go to the religious neighborhoods, where people mamish don't have money. But they come to them anyway because I collect stock every Friday. My favorite guy is one guy in the Rova. I don't want to say his name, but I know he has no money. I know he has no money because I was once the middleman to help him financially. it wasn't me, but one of the boys called me up before Pesach, and he said that he wants to give, support somebody, sponsor somebody's Seder. That's the Mika Amcha Yisrael. A boy calls me up before Pesach, a young guy just started working, and he said, I want to sponsor somebody's Seder. So I was deciding who's going to be the lucky guy, so I went up to him, and I said to him, there's a boy who wants to sponsor somebody's Seder, you know, I'd like to know how much it costs. So before he was willing to take the money, first he said, is the boy Shomer Shabbos? I said, yeah, of course, he's a Ben Torah, he learns. So he wouldn't take the money if the boy wasn't Shomer Shabbos. Then I told him, yeah. So I said, how much should he send? So he said, the guy said, well, my Seder cost me $1,000. Because he's a father of many, and he's a grandfather of even more. And the wine, and the matzah, and the meat, and everything else together, it comes out to $1,000. He wasn't making a super duper fancy Seder, just matzah's a fortune. And all the other stuff, it came out to, you know, he's probably having, you know, 40 people at a Seder, whatever it is. $1,000. So that I told the boy, absolutely, and he sent me the money. So I know the guy doesn't have money, but he's always like pulling out these big bills and putting them in the tzedakah bag. And I collect for the poor of the Rova. So it could even be that he gets from this fund. It could be, I don't know. But I know that when he's giving me'alo me'aver. Jews give a tremendous amount of tzedakah. Jews do a tremendous amount of chesed. But there's one area in Klal Yisrael that I have my chashashos that we're not where we're supposed to be, and that's just plain and simple old-fashioned ahava. It's just to walk down the street and to feel love for any Jew that you meet. Just I love this person just by virtue of the fact that he's a Jew, just by virtue of the fact what Chaim Vital says that he's a person. Just to show people that you really love them. Make a cheshbon in your mind. Say, how many people in the world do I genuinely feel love me from the depths of my heart? So you're going to start with your mother, you're going to get to your father, maybe a bubby and a zaidi, a sibling or two, and then get to your friends. Say, how many friends would do anything for me? How many friends? I said, I got an email the other day, a friend of mine wrote me a letter, so he said 2 points. He said, first of all, I knew it wasn't you, like I said before, this is one of the people who told me, because there was nothing Jewish in there. And he said, second of all, if you really needed the money, I was about to send it. I just happened to have known that it wasn't you. I said, oh! You're a good friend. But I know a lot of people. I know somebody recently told me, you know, he needs a job. He's out of a job. So this guy's a very, very well-known person, a young man, but there's a way that a lot of people know him. And I said, like, you know the whole world. Like, how can you not get a job? I said, you tell people? He said, yeah. And whenever I tell them, they say, Atzlacha Rabba, see you later. Right? Let's say it was your son. That's the question you have to ask yourself. Let's say, anytime you have a friend, somebody needs a favor. Let's say it was his, you know, when I try to think when somebody asked me for a favor? I say, let's say I'm 21 years old, and the person asking me a favor is female, and single, and debating whether or not she wants to marry me, but I know that I want to marry her. With the PhD, without the PhD, yeah? I, right, Papa's though, I'm going after this girl. Right? That's the strongest feeling that you have. You're 21 years old, and you want to get this girl. And she says to you, you know, would you be willing to go to the supermarket for me and pick something up? Would I be willing? Can I buy the supermarket for you, please? Can I buy the whole, just like should I buy everything in the supermarket and bring it to you? Or should I just buy the whole building and then you can walk in whenever you want and it's yours? Yes? So that's the thing. I asked myself something, my wife asked me something. I said, you got her. You got her in the bag, right? You put the finger and she's, you were kona her. Say, Isha Niknes, but you own her, right? I mean, I don't literally own her. But now I don't have to get her anymore. I don't have to pursue her anymore. I got her. So she asked me to do something. I don't really want to do it. I don't feel like it. I'm busy with other things. Then I asked myself, yeah, but let's say it wasn't like that. Let's say you wanted to marry her. And let's say she, and you know that everything you do is going to bring you one step closer to your goal. The next time, think about that. Next time your friend asks you for something, think, let's say it was, and then you want to do it. And every person, what's the whole idea? Why do I love this girl? Because I love myself. I love the way she makes me feel. But that's not the purest love. The purest love is I love her because of her. So Mela, when somebody asks you for something, so on the lower level, you're saying, oh, pretend that it was her, that I should at least want her to like me back. I want him, this guy who's asking me the favor, I like the feeling he gives me and I want to therefore make him happy. And the deepest love is just because I just want to make another Jew feel good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I'm getting in return. I care for this person and I made my heart a pure Jewish heart filled with Yedidus. Filled with love. I'm just filled with love for the world. So that's the goal of Purim, and that's the goal of the whole year. And according to Chazal, that's the goal of all mankind. Now, the ultimate geula is when you're making aguda achas. I once thought of writing a kutras. Maybe I will one day. I don't know. Hashem, I had a job. I was substituting in another school So I lost somebody. I was out for a few months, and now I have more free time in my hands. Maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. It's not good to talk about something. When you talk about it, then it already gives you the feeling that you already did it, so then you don't have to actually go and do it. But I have this mahalach that in every holiday, you see the essential theme of every Jewish holiday is Achdus. You see it on Sukkot, you see it on Pesach, and you see it on Shavuos, you see it on Chanukah, and you see it on Chanukah, I have to think about more, but Purim, certainly, you see in all the holidays, Chazals, Rishonim, Achronim, talking about this idea of Achdus. Shabbos, all year round, very, very central theme in Judaism. And that's what's going to bring the Gula. That's what's going to bring the Gula. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know why we're not leaving Egypt? Because there's Lashon Hara. Because we don't have Achdus. That's why we didn't leave. And Hashem says, that's all I want from you. The Chazal say, Tana de Be'elio, go to Rav Eitan's house. I think he has this sticker on his door. That all I ask of you is that you love each other and you bind together as one. And I'll just redeem you. That's the goal. And to feel it in the heart, not just to do a chesed for somebody, to really feel in your heart a love for another person. Right? See, so the Purim, so we should all be able to feel that, and we should have yedidus, and we should not only send the two manos, send those two portions, we should also feel what those two portions represent. Amen. Oh, yeah.